Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California and parts of New York. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're tuned to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of the Astrology Hour. Today, we're talking about the ticket to life, a controversial topic on free will choice and destiny. And we're going to analyze this tour called life to see exactly what percentage of it we actually do have a choice and what percentage of it is like a plane ticket or a signed up tour of some kind, which means we are meant to get involved in certain situations with certain key individuals, and it is actually destined, it is written for us to be there. So very hefty metaphysical topic for you with an astrological overtone. All right. When I was thinking about the topic today on the way to today's show, and we're going to go into a 28 or 30 minute commercial free segment here, I had thought to myself, you know what? I have to try to keep explaining to people as best I can what I think is going on with life, because I want to try to help people, especially you loving Virgo creatures out there, which I am now going to start to embrace the fact that you need to worry and you need to be analytical and critical. In the old days, I was stupid enough to try to change the Virgo energy, you know, and try to judge it or alter it or say, stop worrying so much. But, you know, you can't tell a Virgo to stop worrying, just like you can't tell a Scorpio to stop being intense. Because, like, as childlike and as insecure as Leos and Cancers can be, Virgos need to worry and Cancers need to worry because it goes with the turf. It's part of their nature. If they can cut down some of the energy that they focus on worry, that's good. That's actually the role I play, because I try to help people channel some of the energies into more positive directions. But still, you know, there are people out there that will have regrets. They will have remorse. They will have guilt. And I even talked to a good friend of mine this morning who decided on a very drastic change in her values for her lifestyle because of one experience she had in relationships. You know, people are known to do that. They're actually known to make these drastic changes that will alter the entire course of their lives, which I call a major destiny fork. When you make a choice, or when you make a decision, or when you alter your values, or when you decide that no longer are you going to risk your emotions or your mentality or your body or whatever in any one situation, we call that a destiny fork. We call that a situation that occurs in one's life that changes your entire life. But it's very important for this topic to try to convey to you, my listeners, the fact that I believe that much that goes on in life, in my opinion, and a lot of people into metaphysics, of course, will argue this. They will say that the human being has free will choice. But the way I view life, and, you know, sometimes when I meditate and pray and get into my higher self and channel out and go, woo, you know, and really get out there, I somehow think or feel that I can plug into certain qualities about myself that explain why my life goes the way it does. And along those lines, I firmly believe that life is extremely comparable to what goes on prior to you taking a vacation. Let me explain this to you. Yesterday, I got a huge pamphlet from New Zealand, the consulate, because they know I've been talking about them, and they know I'm thinking about going there and checking it out, so they sent me a ton of information. I think if I was crazy, I would just take a plane to New Zealand and without reservations or hotels or any kind of arrangements or tours or connections, I might end up in hot water, or I might end up wasting a lot of the time and efficiency and productivity I would experience in that country. But you know what? When you go someplace like New Zealand or a foreign country, what a lot of people normally do is they organize exactly what they're going to do when they get there. They plan an entire schedule. Reservations with the hotel, deposits paid. Reservations with certain tours and places you're going to visit, sometimes paid for. Cars you're going to rent, connections you're going to make, interviews you're going to see, auditions for jobs or whatever. Often when people want a vacation like I do, they want to take as much efficiency as possible out of the time spent on that vacation. Now that to me is what happens when we come to Earth for life. And like I say, a lot of people might argue this, and they might say, well, Farley, you know, like, I don't believe that. I believe that we're just born in a random state and that whatever happens is random, and the people we meet or the people we like or the certain vibrations that we express or receive are all random. And I don't go for that, because more than a vacation to New Zealand, this is a mission of the soul. This is an experience or a karma, an adventure of enlightenment and of expansion that I firmly believe, because the higher part of ourselves and the soul is so wise and so evolved that it can clearly lay out exactly what it wants to do prior to birth. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that everything is firmly decided prior to birth, but I will say this. Depending on the astrological karma and the astrological charge designed and decided by the soul prior to birth, which will let us know whether we will have Scorpio energy, which will make us intense, or we will have Leo or Aries energy in our chart, which will make us childlike or sometimes arrogant or bossy, or that we might have the Capricorn energy that give us the fanatical career drive and ambition, or we could have the Libra energy that will give us the charm and the talkativeness with the Gemini force and the thinking, the brain nonstop brain matter that goes on. You see, like, we design the astrology chart for a reason. Not only is it our karma, which means that we have a debt. You know, when we're born on Earth, we have a precise mission to accomplish. So more than a vacation, we are here to succeed in a major purpose, which we call the soul's purpose, that is absolutely critical to our comfort, to our growth, and to our procession and our evolution within and beyond this life cycle. So what I'm trying to tell you is just like what you would do if you did travel someplace and buy the ticket and decide where you want to go and what stops you would make, I'm trying to tell you that the soul and the higher self is so wise and so powerful and so all-knowing that not only can it design things like the astrological effect that happens at birth, which designs the vehicle for reaction for the bodies which house our souls, because these bodies and these brain cells are charged astrologically by a certain vibration that would make us either the worrier or the ambitious one or the arrogant one or the stubborn one or the confused one with the Pisces or the self-destructive one with the Pisces or the one who would be good in business with Cancer energy or whatever, you know, the philosopher with the Sag force. You find out that understanding the qualities of the planets in the signs they live in at birth will help you understand why you respond to situations the way you do. Because the sun is the energy, the sun sign is the energy of what the soul is meant to master in this lifetime. The Mercury tells us how the body receives energy and communicates it. Totally mental. The Venus will let us know the overall value scale of the individual. See, like, the soul is such an innocent, pure essence of love and light and happiness and power that when it is anchored by the body here on Earth, then this tremendous power is tremendously limited through an illusion of being an individual, a human being, an entity trapped in a body, in a shell. So when we come down here and we live on Earth, we are under the impression that we are just a person. We don't know that we're like a superhero, that we have this powerful reservoir, this generator of light and love that is attached to our souls, that is unbelievably kind and gentle and tender and compassionate. And everybody's got it. Everyone has this soul that has this basic source of love and light. It's like a God factor that lies within us. So when you take all this energy, and, you know, obviously coming to Earth, there's a price you pay for being born. If you mess up down here and you create negative energy or obsessions beyond the spirit, then you accumulate what we call karma, which means that you must come back ensuing lifetimes to pay off those debts. So that's why we do come back with a particular life charge from the astrology chart. So it'll help design a vehicle that houses the soul that will allow us to participate in certain activities, to be attracted to certain individuals, to sign up for certain clubs, to follow certain majors in college, to follow certain careers. I mean, it's not an accident that when you sit down with a person, you say, well, what do you like to do? What do you think of yourself? What about spiritualism? Are you interested in sports? Do you like horses or animals? Yes, no, yes, maybe, no, yeah. You know, but if you take a look at an astrology chart, you can almost correlate the answers a person would make with what they have in their stars. See? So the astrology chart is the ticket. You hear what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying here? What I'm trying to tell you is that by being an incredible being prior to birth, and by knowing full well that you have a window of birth, which is almost like launching a space probe to Jupiter at just the right time. In order to arrive at Jupiter in 1996, we'd have to launch that probe about 3 months ago or something like that. And that way we'd know in August 4th of 1996, that shuttle would get there. That's the same way life is. You know, this higher self, this soul, this baby, this being that's going to be a baby, knows full well when it's going to land, approximately 7 to 12 months later after the conception. That's why it goes for that major conception, because it wants that vehicle to adhere to and embrace a certain charge. Because that charge, the way the baby's body is charged, which is what I call vehicle, will help that child flow into certain situations. You know, if it was a vacation, certain tours, certain interviews, certain arrangements and connections you might make. And just like I was going to go to New Zealand and Mark says, I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers of some people I know there. Well, if I'm a Leo with a Jupiter in Sag, well, you better believe it that I'd be more prone to meeting people in my life with Leo Sag energies, which is run just totally true. My life is filled with Leos and Sagittarius moons and Sag risings. My sister's a Sag. My friend Roger's a Sag moon. Susie's a Sag moon. My best friend Arlen's a Leo. His wife is a Leo. Laurel is a Leo. It just goes on and on, you know. So it's not an accident that we are more attracted to certain vibrational qualities. That is the ticket. That's the ticket to life. That's what the topic's about. You know, a lot of people believe that we actually have a choice. You know, that we can either like this Leo or not like this Sag, or like this Sag moon or not like this Sag rising person we've met. But I say, oh yeah, we have the choice, but we also have a major encouragement by the fact that our chart is the way it is. It definitely attracts this type of vibration. Hey, I have Venus in Cancer early. I love early Scorpio energy, early Piscean energy. It turns me on. So therefore, whenever I've met anyone with Jupiter or Venus or Mars, early Scorpio, trying my Venus, hallelujah, man, bingo. There's a connection there. That's my ticket. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the soul is so wise that it designs the astrological vehicle at birth for the baby to have. So that tour schedule, so that vacation schedule, and so those connections during the life cycle can be met. One way or the other, sooner or later, given a certain life situation, it's amazing how our higher self will encourage us to certain situations, like listening to this radio show, or like making that phone call, or like going to that audition, or applying for a certain job, or moving to St. Louis, or moving to Denver, or going to Alaska. It's like we have the charts, a little encouragement from our conscious, right, from our conscious mind, from our unconscious and subconscious and superconscious mind, and message received. So we get involved in certain organizations with certain situations, and we meet those certain people that we're supposed to meet, and that's how relationships are meant to be formed. Do you know people are out there, and they are questioning their choices? They are sitting there going, I don't know if it's right whether I should get involved with this person or not. When down deep, they know damn well they're supposed to be there. They're supposed to be with that person. Or they've been devastated by character A 3 years ago, and they're frightened that they're going to get devastated by character B, C, and D. Hey, you want me to tell you how many future lifetimes this person's going to have to come back by not confronting and tackling their karma? You have two choices in life. You can either confront life like a scared rabbit and do nothing and shut yourself off and close yourself down and completely remove all relationships and all contacts, just hermitize yourself, and you'll just keep coming back and back and back until you make those contacts, until you make those moves, until you fulfill that ticket that you applied for. That's why I go for the gusto. You know, I want to know, being a metaphysician, I want to know who I'm supposed to know, and I want to know who I'm supposed to hang out with. I don't want to pass the buck. There are too many people out there saying, well, I don't want to do it, I'm scared, I'm not sure, I've been hurt, and they repeat the same problem over and over again. Confusion and manifesting negatives. Confusion and manifesting negatives. And they're not working out their karma, they're creating more. When by understanding that some things in your life, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do, because what this show always is the philosophy of Farley Malaris. This show is dedicated to open-minded thinking. I'm just showing you the way I do it. But I, for one, firmly believe that things in my life are written. Just like you'd write up a tour or an audition or a connection. I'm sorry, I felt my marriage was written. I felt my college was written. I felt the business I went into with my dad was written. I felt being at the radio station was written. K-Rock was written. The apartments I'm in was written. The cars I drive. Now, that has a lot to do with being psychic, really is. When you're psychic, you're really plugging in to what you're supposed to do in your life in order to fulfill your karma. That's why you, when you're around somebody, or when you decide to make that phone call, or when you decide to show up at someone's door, or when you decide to walk across the room and say, how you doing, to that stranger, that you're being impelled to fulfill your destiny. That's why you're here. I am definitely saying that free will choice has a lot to do with it. You have the choice to fulfill your destiny. You have the choice to fulfill the prophecy of your life, which is what your higher self intended prior to your birth. You got to do it. You know, it's like either you're going to be a passive person and come back life after life after life, wondering and wandering and always confused. And every time you come back, you load your vehicle with mutables. You're loaded with Gemini, you're loaded with Virgo, you got the Sag, you got the Pisces, and you're still as confused and frightened as ever. And what happens to your karma? Nothing. It just sits there, like a rock. But then, there'll be those of you that'll tackle life. And you'll go ahead and make contact with people. And if you have karma with them, you'll play it out. And you'll experience the energy necessary to experience. And then hopefully, if you're evolved enough, you will bless the situation and send that person and the experience into the light with as much love and compassion as possible and say to yourself and to the universe, thank you for the opportunity to experience this lesson. So now I know. Now I have the moral to the story. You can't understand where you screwed up in past lives unless you experience it sometimes as a victim in this life. And if you keep avoiding people and avoiding contact because you're scared, you're just going to keep coming back over and over and over. Next time as a man, then maybe as a woman, then as a man, then maybe as a gay man, then as a gay woman or a bi man, a bi woman. Who knows? You can blow your karma. We have all these people, these beautiful people that are into New Age metaphysics and astrology that I've met, and they're just as frightened and closed down and as hung up as everybody else. I say, take the bull by the horns as usual, go for the jugular, grab the reins, pick up the whip, psh, let's go, yeah, take off, let's ride it, let's go for it. I'm not telling you to jump off a cliff or to jump off a building, but I am telling you that I feel a person needs to tackle their karma, understand the ticket. Now, we call these things soul contracts. Prior to birth, your higher self is linked and bonded to the energy of all beings. In fact, it is one with all beings. And if there are certain individuals in your life cycle that you must meet in order to fulfill your destiny, what supposedly is written, what is written does not have to happen, but at least we know it is written. There are a lot of you out there that might feel you have missed the boat. You have blown your destiny. You have not taken advantage of what you knew you should have. You should have married that guy or that girl. You should have taken that job. You should have moved or left the husband and wife. You should have had the baby or shouldn't have had it. You cannot live your life in guilt, remorse, regrets, or fear if you want to evolve. I know it's going to all be there because we're human, but in my opinion, and this topic, the ticket to life, free will choice versus destiny, as far as I'm concerned, if you feel something there is destined or written, then maybe you should think about going for that. Maybe you should think about embracing that puppy and checking it out. The mistake that a lot of us make is that we're so sensitive and we take it so personally that we allow life to devastate us. I prefer to be more Indiana Jones in my approach to life. Hey, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to have an adventure. I'm here to remain blissful, but I don't want to be hurt. And the only person that's going to hurt me is going to be myself. I'm not going to allow other people to hurt me. If relationships or situations or business relationships don't work, then you just dust yourself off, brush yourself off, and go on to the next step. That's what life's about. It's like a major obstacle course. This week has been a week for me to begin this new decade to try to inspire people about their higher power, about the glory and the happiness and the blissful energy within, the love energy, the God force, and also about the fact that to try to tell the difference between what is written and what is garbage. And I firmly believe that unless you're a total fool, or unless you're totally wrapped up in no control of your life at all, if you've totally lost control, then most of you are going to be guided by the higher parts of yourself, by your intuitive mind, your superconscious mind, the God self, to be in certain situations, to meet the people you have to meet, to form the relationships you should form, to tackle and embrace the karma you must experience in order to evolve to the highest good. And by doing that, you will fulfill your life's mission, you will fulfill your soul's purpose, you will absolve your karma, you will expand your consciousness, and hopefully one day you will escape the pull of this dimension and be allowed to qualify to reside in a higher plane, a higher vibration that is a lot more comfortable and a heck of a lot more loving and a heck of a lot easier as far as understanding what's going on. We lift the blinders, we get out of the water, we pull out of the ocean. In case you wonder why an astrology chart is so darn important, then it has everything to do with your ticket to life, with your destiny, with what is written. It is your free will choice to embrace that destiny, to take on what you know you must in order to ascend to the level you must reach to accomplish this life profile. All kinds of complications can happen. I'm aware that if you don't experience what you're supposed to experience, then more karma comes in. Usually symptoms of karma are pain, whether it's mental anxiety, emotional anxiety, or physical pain, including illness and surgery, or even incarceration. If you really screw up, we are given signs and symbols when we don't do what we're supposed to do. On the other hand, when we embrace our karma and work it out and absolve it by making a peace with ourselves and the person we're with, in my opinion, that's how you expand your consciousness, you lift your soul above the horizon of limitation, and you allow yourself to be more mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally stable so you don't have to be in so much pain anymore. That's the way my grandmother, my mother's mother, Bertha Cutler, God bless her, I loved her so much. She didn't talk much to me, but when her time came to leave this earth, thank God she went very peacefully, very gracefully. She went in her sleep very painlessly, and even though we were all very upset when she died, it was a graceful, beautiful passing that one day I hope to follow in her footsteps, because she was just a magnificent being with one of the kindest souls you've ever seen. She didn't speak too much English to me, but I thought she was the cutest lady in the world. And I always think of her, my Grandma Bertha. You know, and I follow in the footsteps of people's lifestyles that I respect and embrace as being positive and happy and productive. So be aware of your ticket to life. And embrace that astrology chart as the energy your body was charged with at birth to encourage you and impel you to be involved with certain people in certain life situations. And don't be frightened, because sometimes it's dark before the dawn, and sometimes you do have to go through some kind of pain in order to be the phoenix and rise from the ashes. But remember, the phoenix is one of the more powerful beings in the universe, because it has ascended, resurrected from the dead. Which is the symbol for me of life, resurrecting one's soul from the dead.